Blog Talk Radio.
Hey guys, how are you? And welcome to our show tonight. This is the second time I tried to do this show, so should be good this time, right? Anyway, I hope everybody's Thanksgiving was wonderful. Mine was, and it gave me a chance. I think a lot of us do this around the holiday time, don't we? We like to reflect. We like to think about how good our life is, hopefully. Sometimes we think about how many challenges that we have too as well, right? And I know, I get that that's hard, right, or challenging. I never use the word hard. I told my daughter today, she called me. Isn't that great when your daughters call you, your daughter or your children call you? And she said, Mom, I'm having a problem. She goes, no, I'm having a challenge. And we talked, and she asked my advice. And, of course, I give it to her, you know. Well, she's a little bit more like my client sometimes, but most of the time she's a good girl. She's a good kid. But we talked, and I realized something. I go, you know, she's really trying to be the best version of herself, you know. And so let's talk about creating a new you. First thing I want to say, and this is probably the most challenging, believe it or not, we compare ourselves to others, right? Well, if this person can do this, then I should be able to do it too. And it was a wake-up call for me a few years ago, because when you compare yourself, that's not being the best version of yourself, you know, and you're holding yourself to somebody else's standards. And I think it's better to have your own set of standards. And I have a friend of mine, she goes, Tree, what about if my standards are lower than my boyfriend's? And I said, well, I go, that's okay, because you probably have higher standards than him in certain areas. And, you know, we laughed about it. But that means having – so I think the first thing you've got to remember is being the best version of yourself, which really, really, truly starts with not comparing yourself to anyone, okay? And I think that's super, super, super important, okay? What's the second one? And so don't compare yourself. Well, he can run, she can run better than me, or they're faster than me. They can, you know, I have a friend of mine said, well, he can see better than me, right? She's had some vision problems in the past. And, you know, and I tell you, it's okay to want to be, you know, maybe as disciplined and consistent as they are, okay? And that's okay too. But, you know, say comparing yourself, well, he's a better athlete, she's a better athlete. Not cool. Just say, I want one of the things that I make a deal with myself is I'm going to be the best version of myself in everything that I do. And so that means not comparing, and that is a hard habit to break, okay? The other thing is in every area. So being the best version of yourself, if you claim that and accept it and make it yours, and be that and try, because you're going to fail some days, not fail. You're not going to do the best some days, but that's okay. What I love about being the best version of yourself is that you can jump back on that horse and say, okay, today I'm going to be the best version of myself. And one of the things that I say is I am the best version of myself in my relationship for me, for him, my guy, and for the relationship itself, because there's always three parts to a relationship, right? And you go, well, Tree, I don't have a relationship. And that's okay. Archangel Shemuel will help you with that. He brings soulmate relationships together. All right? So I am asking you, I am thanking you, Archangel Shemuel, for bringing my soulmate to me. Okay? So I got a little story to tell you about this one. I have a client, and she is a character. Well, she's not my client anymore. We've been working together, and she created some wonderful things in her life, found her passion, doing her passion. And a guy had always eluded her. She had never been able to get the right guy for herself, right? So I'm looking at it with her, and I said, you're always leading with sex. Man, you don't lead with sex, especially when you're dating someone for typically you don't. I don't say ever. There's never a never, and there's never an always, right? And so she says, well, I'm leading with sex. I go, probably not the best thing to do. I said, lead with your heart, not with your body. You know, and you can have sex. You can have sex right away. But if you always lead with your heart, then, you know, that's cool too. Because it's important. when you lead with your heart, you're coming from that place. That's a place that God, your soul, you know, that place is sacred. And, you know, and like I said, I'm not talking about having sex right away or not having sex right away. But if you lead with your heart instead of sex or ego, much better. Then that person will lead with his heart or her heart and come to you, okay? And you go, well, that doesn't usually happen. If you make it a habit, it will happen. I promise you. And because you're going to attract that because you are that. Be the change you want to see. So creating a new you, all right, means, first of all, being the best version of yourself. Always, 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 always. Did I say always? Yes, I did. Always lead with your heart, okay? And my parents taught me that when I was a kid. So going back to my client, so she was, you know, leading with sex in chat rooms at her job, you know, because they have chat rooms where they can talk and be friendly, and that's what she was doing. And so, you know, I would say that I'm not a food person. I'm really not, although I enjoy eating. You know, she is quite chunky, this young lady. And we're all young ladies, right? So she's quite chunky. And I told her, she said, I want a guy who's very lean and trim. And I go, but you're not lean and trim. She goes, well, I just have a little bit around my tummy and my hips. And I go, you're 250 pounds and you're 5'4 or 5'3, right? And I didn't say it quite as harsh as I'm saying it to you, but I did. So I said it. And I said, so you want a lean guy, right, the sexy, hot-looking guy, what do you bring to the table? And she looks at me and she says, my awesomeness, of course. And, you know, I get that we're all awesome, right? Look who our creator is. But we have to be real, okay, in the sense of living in this day and age. I mean, there are other men and women that can do that better if that's what you're saying. And you want to be the best version of yourself, remember? And so anyway, I told her, you need to be the best version of yourself. And that, I'm just telling you, I don't think that's cutting it. And you need to tap the brakes on being, you know, being in your awesomeness. And she said, what do you mean? I said, it's not working. You've been looking for your guy for some time now, and it's not happening. And I think it's your approach. I think it's what you think. So how can she change that? How can you change it? How can I change it? Well, one of the things that I do is, you know, this is something that I learned a long time ago. And Jim Rohn, actually, I did some marketing and PR for, or my company did for him. He said, you know what being the best version of yourself or being the best person of yourself is? As he says, always, always, always do the right thing when everyone's looking and when no one's looking. I was like, he goes, my mama taught me that. I was like, what a cool saying, or what a cool thing to be. Right, so having integrity, which we all want to have, having style is doing the right thing when everyone's looking, doing the best thing for yourself and others when no one's looking. Okay, and we laughed about that, you know, me and a couple friends of mine, but it's true, right? So if you want to change, you know, be the best version of yourself when everyone's looking and when no one's looking. Lead with your heart. That's the key. All right, and really be clear on what you're bringing to the table in your job, right, and also in your, not only in your job, but also in your relationships, business and personal, okay? If you want someone to, you want to be with somebody and you want them to like you and they're perfect for you, then you better be the perfect for them, right? Because I promise you, if you're not and you're sloppy or you're, you know, like this little girl, she's a great person, by the way. But she said, I said, you need to eat better, you know. And I'm a big one for nutrition because how you eat is how you feel, okay? Your food really does affect you, along with sleep. And those are the physical things and spirituality, like meditation, prayer, for me, you know. So she goes, well, I don't like to cook. I'm not a food person. And I was like, really? She goes, so I want that guy to cook. You know, the one, I go, the one you're bringing your awesomeness to, you want him to cook for you? Really? I mean, come on. And anyway, so we laughed. I laughed about that, you know. And as I said, I just couldn't work with her anymore because you can only work with someone, and you got to let them go, because having integrity means if she's not getting what she needs to get from me as a coach, then I'm going to cut her loose. And maybe it's time for her to figure it out on her own, which I feel. And so that is key right there. So what is it, you know, Thanksgiving, we always overeat, don't we? You know, most of us do, you know. And so eating right, eating healthy will help you be the person, will help contribute to you being the person that you want to be. And that's having integrity with yourself and taking care of yourself, which is so key, you know. And, you know, I have a company that I, you know, that I have their product because it's a mind, body, and spirit connection. I've talked about this in several calls and several shows and several podcasts. So what does that mean, a mind, body, spirit connection? You to feel good, to be the best version of yourself, to attract the best of yourself, what are you putting into your body? I mean, when you break it down, what are you giving, what nutrition are you giving to the cells in your body, right? You know, I have a friend of mine who takes it to the, to a whole new level. She goes, I'm a vegetarian, I'm a fruitarian. So she only eats fruit, okay? And do I think you need to do that? You got to figure out what's right for you. But instead of just eating everything and anything, look at it and say, okay, I want to have a great mindset. I want to have a great life. I want to do what I love and love what I do. I want to live my bliss, follow my bliss, and be my bliss, right? And it starts with integrity for yourself, taking care of your body, right? How do you do that? You do it with eating right, getting enough rest, you know, taking nutritional supplements. I really feel like you need to do that. You mean all of us, you know, we're all huge. And, you know, and it gives you energy, but not off-the-wall energy. When you eat good, well, and you take care of yourself and you take the right nutrients, you feel great. And so that's how you can be the change you want to be. Isn't that cool? And I know that. So on that note right there, I've almost got a little bit of time left. Okay, so you want to be the best you can be. I'm sorry. So that's one thing, too, as well. You want to find the guy or the girl. That's another thing. I have a client who just found her guy and have a found a guy that just found his sweetheart. The biggest problem they have is who's going to cook for the guy and the girl. And the biggest problem the guy has with his new sweetheart, his mate, is taking the garbage out. That's all she's asking to do. I was like, really? You got to work on that, right? Anyway, so if you want to know some of the challenges that you're having and how you can face them, how you can make them better in 2019, and I've told you guys this before, I am doing yearly readings, okay, for 2019. I am doing them till the end of this month, December 31st, and we go over the challenges that your angels are showing me or showing you or are me giving them to you. And we show about the joys in your relationship, business and personal and love, romance. Also, your promotions that you're getting in your career, or are you getting promotions? And your business, is your business growing? Is it time to start a new one? And then life choices and your wellness, right? And those are things that we'll talk about. Those are things we're going to talk about. And we'll record it, and you can have it, and you'll find out the angels that are working with you, what they have to share with you, and give you the vision for the new year and for the whole year, and also give you the tools to create it, right? And I promise you, you're going to be the best version of yourself you can be, okay? I promise. And you're going to have some wonderful things. I never see anything negative that can't be changed or I'm going to use the word fixed, but it's about your list. It's about your lessons too, and learning the lessons, sharing, and loving you. Okay, it's a new beginning in 2019. Give me a call, Tari, at what's my phone number? Sorry, 954-636-9401, or look me up on Instagram, Angel Coaches. Right, Nicole. Once again, or you can email me, Tari@angelcoaches.org, Tari, @angelcoaches.org. But hey, hit me up and I'll do a yearly reading for you. It lasts about an hour. We record it and I'm telling you, it'll blow you away because the angels really want to connect with you, your higher power, angels, a higher part of yourself. And you'll enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. Nothing bad. All good. And have a great night and enjoy your week. Bye now.